Okay. Fig season. Late August in my mother's big LA backyard was fig season. She had 14 trees, which she grew impossibly from scratch, cutting off a branch, then just sticking it in the dusty soil, and hey presto, another fig tree. Each day, there'd be a dozen figs to pick and share with friends and neighbors, her farmers' market buddies, even strangers. She was a share-the-wealth gal. Not all her cousins were, but she was. So I'm happy to see this sturdy fig in Darlene and Derwin's garden, along with the deep green arborvitae, the Arcosanti bells, the brown and turquoise oriental rug made from recycled milk cartons. I tell them about my Sicilian family, who came through New Orleans to Waco, then LA, escaping what? Poverty, oppression, the Black Hand. I don't know the real story, but they all grew figs. And when I'd go back to visit, even when it wasn't easy, dodging the xenophobes and crazy birchers, I remember thinking, I can't help but love fig season. How their succulent green oozes a sticky milk. The moment you pluck them, the center's rich with seed and fruit, the slightly furry skin. Of course you eat the skin. If you don't eat the skin, you're not a real Sicilian. Then, this is a poem from my book, and I, The Almost Sound of Drowning, and this is kind of dedicated to all the new Americans, all the folks who've come here who are sometimes not understood, and with a great appreciation for how lucky I was that my family managed to get here from Palermo. Framed in Braintree for Sacco and Vanzetti. In Braintree, 10 miles south of Boston, a touring car parks on Railroad Avenue, a haggard man at the wheel. At 3 o'clock, the paymaster and guard pick up metal cash boxes, start down Pearl Street toward the shoe factory. Shots, gunmen. The dark car speeds down Pearl, disappears. At your death, they call you Dago Christs. 7 years of prison, execution. Nicola and Bartolomeo, shoemaker and fish peddler, did you murder the paymaster? Did you shoot the guard? Does it matter that the blue Buick is not a black Hudson, or that no witness can place Vanzetti at the scene? Your story makes families uneasy. Mothers and fathers whisper, not a tale for children. Don't want to be the wrong kind of Italian. Los Angeles, 1927. The Dispartis are the first Italians on the street. Grandpa gives up the traveling band so he can measure oranges, put them in boxes, neat rows by size. The boys only chase my mother a few times, throw rocks, call her Dago. Newly planted palm trees line the straight, long streets. Vernon, Figueroa, Alvarado, a long way from a trial in Dedham. Bullet three was not the bullet shot fired in Braintree. Vanzetti had, as he swore, been selling fish in Plymouth that April day. Nicola and Bartolomeo. What lives might you have chosen? Non il vento cancella il tuo nome. The wind does not cancel your name. But we are Fortunato. We are not WOPs without papers or anarchists. We are respectable, sumptuously assimilated. We sift the crumbs of history in dim cafes, tend cappuccinos, grow nostalgic for the Arno, the Po, the Tiber, olive groves. Thank you.